For example, when you touch your body and nothing else appears, what is that moment I experience my body? Yeah. It's that very moment of taking the object for self. So we can talk about realities like lobha and dosa and pasa and karuna, but it's just repeating, keep on thinking about the names. But only when satipatthana arises and it is aware of that object, that panya can see whether there is lobha or whether there is ditti at different times.
In that case, Ajahn, there might have been some ditti in the case of thinking, well, I would have... Could you think if I could have been... I would stand up for that woman?
It's a succession from one doorway to my door.
Right. Yes.
With the idea, just the idea of people and things.
Mm-hmm. What about the idea that I would do something? I would have done something.
It's still when there is no ditti, because when we talk about ditti, they have to be very precise.
Right.
At moment of titi arising, no other object at all.
Right, so
what is there can be the object of titi or lobha.
Yeah, very precise moment.
Yes.
Otherwise,
no need to develop satipatthana, because it's the only way to really understand reality as it is.
And coming back to internal and external, you mentioned, okay, one of the uses refers to the ayatanas. I have a sutta here from Majjhima, Nanda Kovada Sutta, and it goes through the internal ayatanas are impermanent, including the five senses and the mind, so I assume this refers to manayatana.
Which one refers to manayatana?
The sixth internal ayatana refers to manayatana.
And eyes, ears, nose,
eyes, ears, nose, tongue,
body,
mind, and manayatana, which refers to all cittas. And then it refers to the six external sense fields, which are colors, sounds, smells, flavors, tangible objects, and dharmas. And dharmas refer, as we know, to cetasikas, subtle rupas, not nirvana here, because it's talking about being impermanent.
Yes.
And then, after referring to the internal and external ayatanas, it then says the same for six classes of consciousness. So, is this just a repetition? So it says the six internal ayatanas are impermanent, the six external ayatanas are impermanent, and then the six classes
stress
of consciousness.
On the last one.
So it's just a stress, isn't
yeah.
it? So it's not a different aspect
no,
or anything,
no.
It's just a kind of repetition for stress. Okay.
Because we can understand it that by way of the dvaras.
Right.
Six dvaras, six vinyan.
By way of dvara, what do you mean there? By way of the doorway, by way of...
So you just mentioned the vinyana.
Yes, so just particularly mentioning. But here it's exactly the same meaning as the manayana.
Yeah.
Yes, but just repeating that one.
Because you see that by way of ayatana, how many are there? And by way of vinyana, just talking about vinyana or citta only.
Just trying to show people that there are only nama and rupa elements. And then it goes on to talk about the seven enlightenment factors, bhojangas. So again, it's just narrowing and looking at particular ones. So often in the suttas, it seems one aspect is repeated again and just emphasized.
Yesterday, we were talking about accumulation of akusala, and you said that every day we're accumulating more and more akusala gradually. So what stops it spinning out of control, as it were? What is the balance that...
When it appears, you know.
When what appears?
Akusala appears?
When akusala appears.
Or akusala appears.
But most of the time it's akusala.
So it shows how much akusala are accumulated.
So if we're accumulating all that akusala all the time, why doesn't
it... But now, kusala or akusala?
Well, now I'm being a good boy.
For how many hours?
Well, these sessions are few and far between, so does it mean that when there's kusala, it's...
It's not lost.
But there can be kusala thinking about dharma, can't there?
Yes.
Outside of these discussions.
Oh, yes.
I mean, not enough, but moments.
Well, that's the great thing about participating in an ongoing discussion. Actually, there's a lot of thinking about Dhamma during the day, but...
not enough.
I'm not saying I'm looking for ways to have more. It's just a general question, really.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Everyday life, yeah.
Sometimes we forget how much akusala we have, and so it's good to be reminded how much it is. And the value of contemplating Dhamma more often, if there's accumulations for that.
Actually, I think there's a lot of reflection on Dhamma during the day that one's not actually conscious of.
So it's conceptual thinking.
It
about
is conceptual
Dhamma.
Thinking, or it might even be more than conceptual thinking, but one isn't actually conscious that it's happening at the time. I just say
the
this.
Moment of sati is different from a moment without sati,
sure.
Even if it's not satipatthana. See?
Ajahn, the point that Robert brought up and looked into the texts about contemplating realities, it's conceptualizing, but it's valuable, right?
I think that the moment of understanding reality at any level is very valuable.
Sometimes
but it's different benefits.
Sometimes you can wake up in the morning and then there's definitely sounds. I mean, it's not at the level of satipatthana, but there is a contemplation of sound or feeling or things like that.
But by knowing that it's not satipatthana, then one day satipatthana will be aware with understanding. Gradually, better and better. Very gradually.
You're talking about contemplating particular objects? Sound or light, dosa?
It's not like that you mean to, but it happens. You can't make it happen, but... there could be sounds and there's awareness that it is a sound, it's not visible object or there's visible object or there's touch or something like that. And there's contemplation about these things. Robert brought up a text which we discussed and we looked it up in the Thai version. And actually the English translation was very different to what the Thai translation was. And I think what the Burmese had done, one of the Burmese teachers, he has said this idea of repeating, you know, I'm touching, I'm touching, I'm touching, was taken out of context from what the sutta says, which means that there can be conceptual thinking about these things. And that leads to awareness with satipatthana of those things.
Seems to me as soon as your attention goes to the sound, you don't consciously put your attention on the sound, but once you notice that it's there and you follow it, then that's the same as if you put it there in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're contemplating it. It's only conceptual thinking about it. It's not satipatthana. It's just thinking of that is sound. And I took it that text was saying that that is a valuable thing, but that happening can eventually lead to satipatthana.
But I think that people might mistake that part two, because like they would say that we have to keep on repeating. So it depends on what we mean by contemplation.
Well, we know from our discussions and our understanding through what you teach, Ajahn, that that's not something that we can do anyway. We can't make that happen. So that if there is a sound and then there's contemplating about that sound...
but it's not about the sound. It's conditioned to think about
it.
It happens.
Yes. Yeah,
it happens.
So it's conditioned thinking about it, that's all. But one knows there's no one doing it. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the distinction between the point where the attention to the sound is purely involuntary and unprompted, not wished for, and the point that it becomes something that is being followed happens very quickly. And it's difficult to see the transition.
I think it's my hearing a sound a lot of that.
Yeah, even it's conceptual thinking.
It's always
thinking
a me
right.
seeing something or hearing something.
Oh, sometimes it can just be sound, but it's not at the level of satipatthana, is it?
A friend on our discussion list, a Canadian friend, he asked a question asking for advice. How should he go about finding a teacher or the teacher? Is it a teacher? Finding a teacher.
Tipitaka.
This is what we said. Just Tipitaka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, simple answer. Good.
But there has to be a bit more than that. Anyone can go and read the Tipitaka. There has
carefully.
To be
wisely.
Right understanding.
Wisely and carefully.
Wisely, yes.
And then we were saying this, Dhamma is a refuge in Tipitaka, and we cautioned him about looking for a particular person. But someone wrote back to Jonathan and said, but you go and visit Jiansu Chin.
Just me? Or the Tipitaka?
We check it carefully with the Tipitaka.
Yeah, that's the right way.
May I ask a little bit more about Vimuti? Because Asita also mentioned she was unclear about Vimuti. Two meanings of Vimuti. Chetto Vimuti, deliverance of mind.
More than these two.
And Panya Vimuti.
Tatanga Vimuti, Vikampana Vimuti, anything that is Vimuti.
Okay. Yeah. One friend wrote that Vimuti refers to insight developed to the stage of enlightenment. Not always, is that
not
correct?
Always, not because always. It can be temporarily or with jhana. Jhana is also a kind of Vimuti. When we read more, we can understand more about the local language of Pali, the meaning.
And as you mentioned, metta citta vimuti, which may result in rebirths in Brahma realms. Here, metta citta vimuti refers to jhana with metta as object.
Just temporarily. Few moments cannot be metta citta vimuti.
Okay, so it must be repeated metta jhana based on high level of kusala in order to have that kind of result. It just depends on the context. If they are given, for example, in the section under samadhi in the Visuddhimagga, it may just be referring to jhana.
It depends on the individual person. For example, Visakha and another Bindika is not mentioned to have metta citta vimuti.
So it depends on the accumulations.
No rule at all.
And when it is development of these Brahma Viharas, when there's metta, person is the object. But when it is development of samatha, the object is actually the metta. So if we say
it,
that...
It still have person as object. But metta is so great that one can understand the very fully developed metta, which can arise anytime, anywhere, to anyone.
But at the moment of jhana, the object is metta or person?
It is person, but the metta reached that level of jhana.
And so it's simplistic to just talk about two kinds of vimuti, citta vimuti and panya vimuti. That broadly, by talking about citta vimuti and panya vimuti, it's differentiating between vimuti as samadhi or jhana and
without jhana.
And without jhana. Or when you say with jhana and without jhana, are they both referring to enlightenment or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. No. Because we can see that when we use vimuti, it can be only jhana, vimuti from sense object. Otherwise, you would not understand the simple or the local meaning of vimuti in Pali language.
Now, I have this quote from a commentary. All the four deliverances of mind, all the four citta vimutis, which included the Brahma Vihara citta vimuti, the Appamanya citta vimuti, different citta vimutis, this is in Majjhima 43, all the four deliverances of mind are one in meaning. They all refer to the fruition attainment of arahatship. The commentary also points out that the four deliverances are one in meaning because the terms immeasurable, nothingness, voidness and signness are all names for nibbana, which is the object of the fruition attainment of arahatship. So here, after going through the different kinds of citta vimuti, it seemed to be saying that actually they all refer to the fruition of arahatship.
The highest. Not just only the jhana, but also the deliverance of all kilesas.
So what does it mean after going through the different kinds of citta vimuti, which as we say...
It's not the end of the teachings.
I see. So when it says that they all refer to, it means they all lead to, is this what it means?
For those...
So for those, it's in combination with the attainment of arahatship. So the commentary just refers to those particular listeners or those particular bhikkhus in that sutta, not generalizing. Okay, so it always depends on the context.
And it depends on the understanding of the readers too, otherwise they think that they are included.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the Pali versus the local language thing. I suppose ideally you would use the Pali and the English or Thai because...
Yes, but the Thai used in wrong meaning. Many words in Thai, like tukkha, sukha, vedana. Right. Vedana in Thai means to pity, to be sorrowful for someone who's in trouble.
You were saying earlier about using one's own language for these terms.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a pity to just abandon the Pali altogether. So you could use both, couldn't you? You could say...
Sure, otherwise it becomes wrong and narrow. But when it's the real meaning, it fits perfectly.
And when you gave your one word answer to looking for the right teachers, Tipitaka, by Tipitaka, you also mean including the ancient commentaries, I think.
Certainly. And some commentary.
And some commentary.
And
this is
dramatic.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
I have another question about samadhi because it comes up for discussion a lot. You know the sutta that says that samadhi is the proximate cause of panya.
Mm-hmm.
Some people keep referring back to this, and
yes,
of course they think samadhi there means the same as samatha, which doesn't.
Yes, yes. But what level of panya? Vipassana panya. Because you see that the ekakata cittasika accompany each moment. So it cannot be the condition for panya. So if one thinks that since it's in the book that the samadhi condition panya is wrong, because one has to know that what is meant there is the vipassanayana. Because you see that sati is not panya, right?
Sati is not panya.
When it arises, it's not the characteristic of panya. It's not the characteristic of samadhi at all. Because at that moment one can see the distinction between samadhi and sati. Because one is used to understand samadhi, but not to understand the characteristic of sati. So whenever sati patthana arises, it's there. No body conditioned it.
Right.
And it is aware of an object which has its own characteristic that we have learnt before. Or that we have understood as reality before, see. But what is the characteristic of ekakata or samadhi right then? It does not appear, because only the characteristic of satipatthana is appearing. Until then, when it's vipassanayana, one can see that samadhi is also there, because the object is so clear, and the understanding is so clear, they go together, yukkanatta. In Pali, it is yukkanatta, the pair, together. So when it's said that samadhi is conditioned for panya, it means the moment of vipassanayana.
But why is samadhi singled out there instead of, say, viriya?
Because you see that the characteristic of samadhi or ekakata cittasika, it experiences one object, one pointedness at that very object.
Yes.
And panya, which has developed, understands clearly, see. So the characteristic of samadhi is different from moment of developing satipatthana.
The moment of path
vipassanayana.
So we could say that with the development of satipatthana that samadhi is developing as well.
Right. All it, but when it's not the Lokuttara, only five factors arise together.
It includes samadhi and viriya.
Mm-hmm. But you see that the characteristic of samadhi does not appear, because the sati is aware, it's a function of sati. But there must be samadhi and other cittasikas as well.
Can one say right from the beginning that samadhi, ekagata and panya condition each other, or only at moments of vipassana jnana?
Or ekagata arises with every
citta. So they have to be conditioning each other.
Mm-hmm.
So does ekakata become samadhi at that moment of satipatthana?
Mm-hmm.
So they're one and the same. So if you've got samadhi that is very one-pointed and you have panya that knows the object, what's the function of sati?
It's there.
It's there.
Because it's not you. See?
It's the way things are.
Yeah, but what does it do?
Because you see that at this moment, is there satipatthana?
No.
But when it arises, it's there. The characteristic of samadhi does not appear yet, even it's there. So when it's vipassanayana, satipatthana develops until the characteristic of ekakata appear together with panya. Otherwise, not as clear as that.